Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, and mentor. Our guest today is Anders Jacobson. He's the founder of Brighton Capital and a Jake and Gino student since 2021. Prior to multifamily, he built two multi-million dollar businesses in the solar industry, but always having a passion for real estate, started investing in 2017. Now, Anders is paving it forward, providing a vehicle for others to achieve freedom over their finances and time. Welcome to the show, Mr. Anders Jacobson, brother. How are we doing?
Great, Gino. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
And this is really interesting for me because I remember when you had joined the community, you had bought this deal, I think, up north, and it was a disaster, and it was a lot of work. I got a cheap deal with a high cap rate. This is a deal. And I remember saying, bro, I hope you fix it up and get rid of it, but let me not steal the thunder. Why multifamily for you? I mean, what were you doing? I know you're a business guy. You're knocking doors, door-to-door salesman. Let's get to meet Anders first.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was always, when I got into sales and door-to-door sales, I mean, you're knocking on hundreds of doors a day. You're getting doors slammed in your face, people yelling at you. And I've never met anybody in the industry that says, oh yeah, this is my lifelong career. This is an industry that everybody has the idea that they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this for two or three more years. The money's amazing, but just the rejection and the lifestyle isn't ideal, especially if you're going to start having a family. So I started before I was married, had any kids, and I had that same thought, like, oh, I'm going to get out of this. And I was super successful. It was one of the best salesman in the industry, but I made so much money. I kept waking up the next morning after a big sale or like thinking, oh, well, I got to do this all over again. I got to knock a bunch of new doors today. And I had one experience in particular. It was my second year. I had a huge day. I made like six sales. I was selling home security systems in Detroit, Michigan. And I made six sales one day, and that's like, that was huge for me. And I was so pumped. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, well, back to zero. I got to do it all over again. And so I always had this thought, like, I need to figure out a way to get passive income or diversify. And I tried the stock market because that's what everybody I knew was doing. And I got burned early on, me and my wife, when we were first married. I was not the smartest investor and put a bunch of money in the stock market. The company went bankrupt, and it was embarrassing. So that was what kind of motivated me between the sales side and wanting passive income stream to getting burned by the stock market to start diving in, figure out what successful people were doing. And that led me to multifamily.
Three things I'm going to say, and I want people to write these down because this is really important. Transactions pay the bill. Equity makes you rich. And Anders was going out there transactional. There's nothing wrong with transactions, but myself in the restaurant, every week, the week is over, I get paid. I have to start from zero on Tuesday with the shrimps and with the chicken. And hopefully there's no snow, there's nothing going on, and I get paid the following week. And you wake up one day and that gets really tiring and really annoying because Anders is a high-level person. I'm not a slouch myself, but I am just using the wrong strategies. The second one, and I've committed this a couple of times, a person with money meets a person with experience. The person with the experience gets the money, and the person with the money gets the experience. Anderson goes into the stock market. That's where the money is. That's where the experience is. He's got the money. He goes there, and he learns a really important lesson. Man, you have to know what you're doing. There's no process. There's no framework. At Jake and Gino, we say buy right, manage right, finance right. You have to really learn. I made that mistake early on. I spent a lot of money on a deal where there was no process. There was no system. I had the money. The gentleman had the experience. He ended up getting my money. He ended up getting no money because we lost everything. He didn't have any skin in the game. And the third one, I want everyone to write this down because this was the light bulb moment for me. And I think you probably have this epiphany as well. Are you working hard for your money, or is your money working hard for you? If you're working hard for your money, that's great. We all need to do that. We all need to create equity. We all need to create value. But then at that point, are you putting your money to work? Or are you going on and knocking on more doors every single day and doing the same thing and then complaining that I'm not getting wealthy? Well, you got to knock on the doors, and then the money from those doors, you got to put it somewhere else in an asset to create the wealth. And then that money's working hard for you. So you're working hard. That money's working hard. At one point in your life, you don't have to work as hard because your money's working really hard. But if you don't start out working hard, you're never going to get any money. So you have to have a balance between two. So ask yourself, are you working hard for your money? And is your money working hard for you? If it's not working hard for you, then look at the vehicle that can create financial freedom, multifamily. Now, Anders, your first deal, let's talk about it. And what prompted you to join the Jake and Gino community? I see that little smile on your face. There's a little smile of, I did that. I got away with it, but I did that. Let's talk about that very first deal that I was just mentioning before.
Yeah. So I invested as a passive investor first.
Oh.
But when I, after did a couple of deals as a passive investor, like, you know what? I want to get my feet wet. I want to see, how I can do on the active side. And I was part of a mastermind just for business owners, and a buddy of mine owned a realty company in Chicago and specialized in flips. And so talked to him about it, loved the model and was excited about it. And so I bought a few properties there. But my first property ever bought in Chicago was this 4-unit, and it was on the corner, good location, right next to a church. I mean, it was completely run down. So we got it at an amazing price. I ended up paying cash for the deal. It was about $87,000. And we renovated it. We needed to put about $150,000 in, was the plan. We put that $150,000 in. Tenants move in. And within 2 months of having it occupied, one of the tenants' kids caught one of the units on fire. So everyone runs out, fire department shows up. We had just put brand new windows in, brand new rooftop. Fire department shows up, busts every window in the building for a small fire on one unit, busts every unit in the building, cut a giant hole in my brand new roof. And so we end up having to have everybody move out while we fix up the property. One of those tenants moved back in after a few months. Once we have it done, we finally have it renovated. And let me backtrack real quick. I bought this property first week of January 2020, paid cash for it. The plan was to do a cash out refinance. So first week of March, we have closing date scheduled for a cash out refi. You know what happens? COVID hit, bank pulls out. Sorry, we're not lending anything. So I'm sitting there with this property I paid cash for, and I have to renovate it. So luckily, I'd worked hard, to your point a minute ago, and I was able to pay cash for all the renovations. Not what I wanted to do, but we needed to renovate this thing, and no one was willing to lend. So we get it done. Then all this stuff happens with the fire, the tenants. We finally get it back occupied, and Illinois isn't requiring tenants to pay rent. So no one's paying us rent now that we finally have it occupied. I could tell you, we could go on a whole podcast and tell you all the issues we had, but eventually sold it, got it off my hands. But we, in total, we end up putting about $230,000 into it. So all in all, we were right around $315,000 in total, and sold it for $400,000. So even after all the nightmare, it was a best learning experience I could have got and still make some money on it.
What I love about it, it was a small deal, and most people think they got to start with a 50 or an 80 unit. And thankfully you started with a 4-unit. I mean, we're going to go to the buy right. That probably wasn't the buy right criteria, because the market probably wasn't great. Number one, the finance right. Well, there was no finance right, but you had the right idea to finance that right. And the manage right, you sort of pulled it off, but then all of a sudden, you know, things really start spiraling out of control. What made you want to join the Jake and Gino community? What were your pain points before you joined the community?
Yeah. So after that experience, I knew I didn't want to do small deals like that, because you have a 4-unit and two people aren't paying rent. There goes, you know, half the, or all your profit. If you had a mortgage, you're not making any money. And so I saw just economies of scale was appealing, and the deals that I was in as a passive investor, I was really looking hard at those deals, how they worked, how the cash flow was going. And I said, I want to do bigger deals. I went to a bunch of conferences, read a lot of books, and it seemed like just everybody super successful was doing large multifamily deals. And so I knew that I couldn't do it myself or didn't want to do it to myself. I was still running solar company at the time. And so I said, I got to find some partners and people that have experience that I can link up with where we can tackle these deals together. And they can give me some of their expertise and point me in the right direction so I don't, you know, run into these issues like I had on that deal.
Wow. And when you joined, what were some of the big aha, big takeaways when you actually did join the community? And what did you get out of it early on?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things for me was just the community where everyone's become go-givers. Just everyone was super helpful, willing to share, help in any way that they could. So that was amazing. And right off the bat made me, you know, feel welcomed. And then I think just realizing coming to the events and being on the Facebook group, seeing people do deals, it made me realize like, okay, I can do this because I see this person or that person at the event. And not that they're, I wouldn't think they could do it, but I'm like, oh, they're just like me. They're young entrepreneur or a sales guy or a new father, and they're busy, but they can close these large multifamily deals. They just got to put in the time and the work and really gain that knowledge. And that's what the community has been great. The education has been huge.
And let's dive into that one of these large deals, because I think there's a lot to be learned. What I like about it is you didn't go right into the big deals. You made your own mistakes. You had no framework. You had no community. You had no investors. You had nobody to bounce ideas off of. You probably had no accountability as well, where like, oh, I'm just going to do it on my own. And if I do work today, but you know what? When you get on a call with the coach and you're spending time with the coach, guess what? You're going to put a lot of work and a lot of effort into that call. There's so many benefits to joining a group. Any group out there, find one that really resonates with you. That's important. Let's talk about the deal in Savannah. You just closed. It's a large asset. Let's talk about the buy right, the manager, the finance right. You know, did anybody in the community help you close the deal? What does that deal look like? Let's talk about that deal, please.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, to your point, I mean, iron sharpens iron. So just being around people who are doing what you're doing, like-minded individuals, just helps you grow. I'm a firm believer. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. So I made sure I was not the smartest person in the group on the morning. So, but yeah, so this deal in Savannah, it's an awesome deal. Ryan Byrne is a member of the community. He was raising capital for a few deals in the Southeast with some operators, and I had invested as an LP. And one big thing that I wanted to do, I knew I wanted to raise capital and start doing syndications, but finding the right operator was key for me because I don't want to bring family and friends in on deals that I'm not confident are going to be successful. And so I like to vet out the partners that I work with by investing in their deals as an LP first and see the communication, see how they operate, see if their underwriting was conservative or aggressive. And so I invested with this group and then saw how smoothly it went, how we've exceeded expectations on a deal in Augusta, Georgia. And then I was ready and in a good position where they had a few deals come up in the Savannah market. And I said, hey, I'd love to join you on these. And so this deal we have now is 176 unit in Savannah, Georgia, with the same group that I invested in initially with as an LP and now as a GP. And we found this deal from a seller that we had just bought a property from in July. We had put it under contract, just closed on it. And in the middle of that closing process, the seller had a good experience with us. We had built some rapport. He liked working with us. And initially had said, I have one more property in Savannah, but I'm not ready to sell it. I just refinanced. It's great terms. It's cash flowing. So I kind of want to hold it. And then in the middle of closing this first deal, he reached out and said, you know what? I like working with you guys. Doesn't make sense for me to hang on to this one property. If you want it, I'll sell it to you. So we put that one under contract and we're assuming the debt. So it's 4.64% interest. It's a 10-year term with 10 years interest only. So it's yeah, we're excited about it.
So you have the finance right. So everybody out there, I'm going to go through the framework because I think people need to understand when they're looking at multifamily, I think even single family, I think residential, self-storage, the framework to buying a business, it works in every aspect. It's buying right, managing right, which a lot of people don't do because it's an asset, it's a business, you need to do that, but financing right. So the financing right box got checked off. I mean, those are awesome terms. The buy right, what do you like about Savannah and what was your buy right criteria in that Savannah market for you?
Yeah, definitely. So we're heavy on value add, light lifts. Mm-hmm. We really focus on like the C+, B- properties in good B+ areas. And we had bought the same group. We had bought a deal and closed on it in March in Savannah. That was the first property in Savannah. Then we just closed on the second one. And now we have this third one. So that first property we knew because we've been operating it already, how the market was and what we could expect. It's less than a mile away from this property. The second property is directly across the street. So we knew what we were getting ourselves into. We also, this group, we have in-house property management. So we're well aware of kind of what to expect. What we really like are the rents are at $1,200 currently. Market rent in Savannah in this area is $1,700. Mm-hmm. And we've built our pro forma in a 5-year to get to $1,500 on our rents average. The first property that we put under contract and we have operating already is less than a mile away. It's not nearly as appealing as this property, and it's already getting $1,500 a month on rents. Mm-hmm. So we love the deal we got. We bought it for about 14% below market, and the rents are so low. The seller we're buying it from actually did a pretty decent job at starting his business plan and starting renovations. The property's in good shape. So we're really coming in doing very kind of lipstick renovations, minor lifts.
Let me ask you, if you go back 2 years, could you think you could have accumulated all this knowledge and experience? Like the way you're talking today, you're talking about light value adds. You're talking about underwriting to $1,500 a month in 5 years. You're talking about assuming debt. You're talking about the market that you're in, unit mix. Could you have even thought of that 2 years ago to where you are today?
Funny story. I came to the first event. So I joined, and within like 2 weeks, I was at the first event. I think it was in Phoenix. And I remember sitting there and just not having a clue what half the stuff everyone was talking about was, and thinking like, wow, I probably seem like an idiot to everybody I'm talking to. I have no idea what's going
on. We all feel like that. At one point in time, awkwardness is an indication of learning. Remember, I shared that with you. Yeah. If you're not feeling awkward, you're not learning something, and that's the reality.
Yeah. And so I remember writing down tons of terms and things people were saying and just hopping on Google after the event and just searching, what does this mean? What does this mean? And doing coaching calls and asking questions. And yeah, I couldn't have imagined 2 years ago to really know.
What I need to really stress about that was the Phoenix event was in January of 2021. I remember like it was yesterday, and it was in the middle of COVID. The Starbucks was open for 2 hours. It was just a nightmare. It was a pain in the ass time to be doing things. But Anders didn't sit home and make excuses and go, oh, you know, I really can't come. Anders put in the work. That's what I'm trying to stress. Everybody listen to this. There's work involved in anything in life that you want to accomplish. He put in the work. He showed up. He asked the quote unquote dumb questions, which there are no dumb questions because everyone has the same questions. He networked. He got out of his comfort zone, and he took the skill sets that he had in his current life to just complement them and bring them into multifamily. And multifamily is a team sport. You can go the route of doing it by yourself, but ultimately you're going to get burned out and you're just going to say to yourself, this is not worth it. Or you're going to look at it as an entrepreneurial venture and saying, I need to build systems and teams and I want to be part of a group. And I think 2 years in 24 months, people go to college for 4 years. And after 4 years, they get a job, and it takes them 4 years to get a low paying job. And then they got to go 2 more years for their master's. I mean, in 2 years time, you're part of like 300 units plus. You've built out this model that you understand, and life's only going to get better because you've understood how to do it, and you're going to continue to stack on to those wins. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think to your point, it's really just about putting in the work, just kind of moving forward, even when you don't know exactly where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to be in multifamily and real estate. I knew that since 2017, but I knew that I needed to be around a group or have a vehicle that was going to accelerate kind of that growth for me,
mm-hmm.
and speed up my time to getting into this space. So I didn't have a lot of time to just put in the work because I was running a business, but I needed to be around other people who had the time and that mm-hmm. I could network with and learn from quicker. And so, yeah, I think just for anybody who's worried about getting started, don't be scared to jump in. It can be scary initially, but once you do it, there's so many great people out there. I mean, if they join the Jake and Gino group, there's so many good people in the group. I am more than happy to help anybody now that I have some knowledge. I'll give anybody the advice that asks me or give them feedback or anything they need, because people did that for me.
For anyone listening to this, they may be saying to themselves, well, now's not the right time. Interest rates are high. The sky is falling. We're going into a recession. What would you say to them and push back on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be the wrong time. Just if you're not ready, don't do it. Make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. And that's where people got themselves in trouble a couple of years back, where they said, oh, everybody's buying real estate, and they didn't have maybe the right network or not the right people around them.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought right. They may have even bought right, but they didn't finance right. And now they're in a lot of trouble. And so
yes.
I think now, in my opinion, is a great opportunity for people who have done things the right way, have been patient, and we're seeing properties start to come back down a little bit. And now I think I read an article that's saying in October there's $8 or $9 billion of loans maturing on bridge debt and floating mm-hmm. debt. And there's a lot of people that got themselves into sticky situations a few years back where they bought a property and built in, said, oh, I'm going to have to refinance. And now they can't, or mm-hmm. they just got themselves into trouble. So I think it's a great time, actually. I think it's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of really, really great deals that come across our desks over the next 6 to 12 months.
And I always say this to people, it's only the right time when you're ready. You can start. Jake and I started in 2011. Was that the right time for multifamily? Well, you look back at it now and you're like, oh, that's no brainer. Market was at its low. We're getting out of recession. But when you put yourself back in 2011, we really have short-term memories. GDP was awful. I mean, interest rates were higher. There was no job growth. You couldn't raise capital back then. The Jobs Act wasn't around. You could, but there was no capital to raise. There were deals on LoopNet for years that went there to die. And that's the sense. So it was the actual great time too. But when you're looking back at it, it's not the right time. As you go into this market cycle, everyone's like, yeah, now is the time, 2021, 22. But asset prices were high. So is that the right time? It's the right time if you know what you're doing and you're prepared. Now we're going to this part of the market cycle. It's changing. If you're ready, you have capital, or you have the right business plan, you have the right investors, you have the right community, and you're building those relationships with brokers, now is the right time. I think that, like you said, to your point, the next 12 to 24 months, there's going to be an opportunity, because as the recession continues on, I think we've been in a recession, and I think either we're not in one or we're going to go into one. When rates are this high, it just slows the economy down. And I think that's a good thing. We need to slow things down. And what happens is, when the amount of debt has gone from 3% to 6%, the cost of capital is higher. So people who have to sell are going to drop their prices. So if you're looking to get into it, now is the right time. But it's only the right time if you're ready. And we're not here to convince you that multifamily is the vehicle, although we've created hundreds of Jake and Gino millionaires through real estate. And I think that's important, that it is a vehicle, it is work, there's a framework. For you, Anders, last question before we wrap up, what's the future hold for you? What is your business plan? What do you want to accomplish in multifamily?
Yeah, I want to continue to really provide a vehicle for young sales guys like me, whether it's in the door-to-door industry or other sales professionals and young entrepreneurs, to have a vehicle where they can put their money in a safe, low-risk asset that's going to, you know, make them those little baby money soldiers you talk about, or just passive income consistently. So while they sleep, they're still making money. They don't have to always be working for money. Their money can be working for them. And so really, really help this group of really high performers, great salesmen, great entrepreneurs, to kind of relieve a lot of their stress by having another form of income that's not as volatile as the stock market and just, you know, more risk averse.
I love that. Where can the listeners get a hold of you?
Best way would be going to my website, brightoncapital.io. Just click join the club, put your info in, and you can schedule a call with me directly and can go over goals and figure out if we can help you out.
Are you brave enough to give out your cell phone? You could do that as well.
Yeah. Let it rip. Yeah. Number's 252-256-0531. Feel free to reach out.
Anders is a salesperson. He will pick up the phone. He's not going to let it go to voicemail. He's going to say, who's this calling me? And I know it's a potential prospect, a potential investor. And I see the smile because he knows, you know, no lead. You want somebody on, you want them hooked on. And I want to really right now just take a second to recap your story and your life, because your story has a lot of components that a lot of us can relate to. When you're getting up and you're young and you're door knocking door to door in Detroit, Michigan, selling alarms, home to, you know, door to door, that's not an easy thing, but you're working hard for your money. You make those six sales. The next day you wake up, you hit the alarm clock, you hit the snooze button. You're like, whoop, back to zero. And you got to keep doing that. And going from that to saying, I want multifamily in 2017, I'm not sure how to get into it. I really commend you for getting on there, doing a limited partner deal and learning the process, really being methodical and more of an engineer brain than a salesperson's brain, thinking, how do I do this? How do I find it? Success leaves clues. And from that limited partner, then let me start with that four unit, the four unit in Chicago. Now looking back at it, huge problem, huge mess. But as an entrepreneur, you're like, well, there's the opportunity. I learned a lot. I actually didn't lose money in the deal, but I learned a lot of lessons. And one of them is I don't want to stay with these small multifamilies. I want to continue to scale. And how do I get into bigger ones? Join the Jake and Gino community, putting in the work. During COVID, could have stayed home, could have made excuses, but knew that this was the vehicle. It was already tested. He already saw how the power of it from his LP deals and from his deals on the four unit and those other assets that he was buying. Keeps coming to the events, eventually connects with a lot of the students in the community, starts putting these big deals on the contract. First one in Savannah leads to the second one in Savannah. And for me to see that growth in the span of 2 years, it's only been 24 months. I mean, you're not even a sophomore in college yet. And basically, you've got two more years to go before you graduate. And by that time, a couple of those deals are going to be matriculating, going to be refining those deals. And there's your money and continuing to put into it. So for those of you out there looking to get into multifamily or looking to scale into a business, check us out at jakeandgino.com. And we've got hundreds of success stories like Anders who want to change their lives and say to themselves, I'm in the rat race. I'm doing the same thing every week. Myself included years ago, there's got to be a better way. Any final words, Anders?
No, I think, I would say for those of you who kind of are on the fences or on the bench, I would say get in the game. Just take that first step. You won't regret it. And then once you get in, don't stay on the sidelines. Just get out there. That quote you said, what is it about the awkwardness, Gino?
Oh, awkwardness is an indication of learning. I felt awkward for the last 10 years of my life. Every day I'm feeling awkward, but you get used to that feeling. It's an okay feeling.
I mean, I remember setting up phone calls or Zoom calls right when I joined the group, trying to network and meet people. And I didn't know what I was doing. People just said, oh yeah, network, set up Zoom calls with people. And I'd get on the calls and be like, all right, well, nice to meet you. Like, what are you doing in real estate? And it was awkward and uncomfortable. But then you start to learn the language, you start to do some deals, and you have a lot more to connect with and talk to. And then you're talking to the new people and you can help them when they feel awkward. So
yes,
just get in the game, take that first step. You won't regret it.
Website again?
www.brightoncapital.io.
I want to thank Anders for being a fantastic guest on the show and sharing their Movers and Shakers story. If you want to be the next Movers and Shakers guest, email Mackenzie at jakeandgina.com. Thanks, Anders.
Thanks, Gina. I appreciate it.